Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. As you tune in today, know that I am currently enjoying a well-deserved holiday break. It is essential as a business owner to plan break. But don't worry, while I'm recharging, you have access to a special treat, a rewind of your favorite episode from 2023. It's like a curated playlist of inspiration and insights, handpicked to keep you motivated and help you beautifully plan for 2024. Even as I take this break from work, our journey together continues. You can delve into various offerings that are available on my website, www.essentialshift.co, to assist in strategizing and intentionally planning your upcoming year, all while staying true to your intuition, of course. Remember, taking a break is crucial, but your path to success never really stops. I'm truly grateful for your continued support and listenership. And while I'm away, brewing up exciting topics and lining up amazing guests for next year on the podcast, I'd be honored if you could help me in expanding the reach of this podcast. So if our podcast resonates with you, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes 1 minute. Rate us on Spotify. It takes 2 seconds. Or share about us with a friend or your community. Your recommendations will help us reach new ears and hearts in 2024. So stay tuned for the best episode of 2023 and get ready for an even more thrilling 2024 on the Essential Shift Podcast. Thank you so much again for being part of this journey. Hello, welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. I am coming today to speak with you about business strategy. You know my passion for business strategy and how it is crucial to have a crystal clear vision and strategy for your business. And recently, I have been speaking at an event with over, 300 women in the room, and it struck me how many small business owners prioritize tactics, flashy digital tools, shiny objects, all of the things that someone else told them they should do, rather than going back to their business strategy, to themselves as a CEO, the sacred CEO of their business. I love to say that, and I'm in the process of trademarking sacred CEO as it's at the heart of my book, Light It. And really, I noticed that many of them are not seeing how business strategy is a missing link for them to grow their business in a way that's truly aligned with themselves and with their vision. I have 15 years of experience as a strategy consultant and business doula across various business sizes, from a few thousand, the 50,000 turnover yearly, up to the 50 million. And even beyond that, billion-dollar businesses when I was working in strategy consulting. And I am confidently telling you that you always need to have a well-crafted strategy before you handing it off to your marketing team, to a product team, or if you are the marketer in your business, or if you are the accountant in your business, you need to have a clear business strategy so that you can really, really with clarity, know what you're doing. So today, I decided to record an episode around the fact that, around the myths that there is around business strategy. So my first question before I start going into the episode is, do you have a clear and documented business strategy for your business? Take a moment. And there is no right or wrong answer to that question. Just answer that question. And you can DM me on Instagram at essential.shift with your answer. And again, no judgment. And I know it can be a confronting question, this question around, do you have a clear and documented business strategy for your business? If you answer yes, I will not ask you to show me your strategy, but make sure that you have a clear and documented strategy. So I really like with this episode to say stop to the pseudo business expert, the business guru, as I love to call them, out there who tells you what you should do. You need to have an online course. You need to have a large catalog of products. You need to have an e-com store. You need to dance on a reel. You need to have a large email list. You need to have a podcast. You need to have a YouTube channel. You name it, whatever they're telling you to do. Because right now you're feeling overwhelmed because you don't know what to do next. You're just following someone else's advice or the last person you spoke with. And then you're like a chicken without a head, as I like to, you know, walking around. I'm doing that on video, but you can see it. But really, like, you're really overwhelmed. So my invitation today is really to debunk those common myths around business strategy and explain the significance of it for you as small business owner or even medium-sized business owner, or it's relevant for large business owner too. So let's do it. Let's talk about this passion of mine of business strategy. So before we dive into the myths and truths surrounding strategy, I really want you to understand in the first part of this episode, its immense significance. And then we are going to explain the different aspect of a business strategy. So fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a journey to debunk common myths around business strategy and uncover why it's an absolute must for every business owner out there. So let's start with a common myth. The first myth that I hear a lot of people coming to me with, it's like, oh, business strategy is only for big corporations. You have been a business consultant, a strategy consultant, a business transformation and innovation consultant in big firms. So it's only for the big firm that it is relevant. No, no, this is a belief that you have, that strategy planning is reserved solely for the giant in the industry. But it is time for you as a small business owner or a medium business owner to really know that whatever the size of your business, you need to have a strategy. And that's why I love to host quarterly strategy planning within my community. The next one is on the 14th of September from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Australian time. And we are also hosting it online. So it's in person around Sydney, and it's also online. If you want to join, we'll put the link here. It's only open to member of the circle or someone who has never been part of the circle, and you can join this quarterly planning, and then the cost of the quarterly planning will be deducted to your circle membership subscription. So if you want to join us and start planning strategically, it is time to shatter this misconception that it's only for big corporations, that spending time doing the strategy is not necessary. Like, you need that. So I can share with you an example of one business that I helped privately, without naming the business, that I helped privately, which grew from zero to multi-million because they strategically tapped into their niche, into their unique value proposition, into their innovative traits as a business, because they carved time to design their strategy with me, helping them design their strategy, what the plan for the next year, the next quarter, the next month, working backwards from the 10-year vision to the five, to the year, to the quarter, to the month. Okay? Growth comes from vision and strategy. So that was the first myth. Business strategy is only for big corporations. The second myth that I hear a lot of people, you know, saying out loud, sharing with me or asking question about is strategy is like planning. It's just a fancy term for planning. No, that's another myth we need to bust. The misconception that strategy is just, you know, a planning that will limit you, that will design for you what are the next task and what are the next thing. No, it's not that. Think of operational planning as your day-to-day itinerary and strategic planning and a strategy for your business as your GPS for the long haul. Does it make sense? Your strategy planning is a long haul, is a GPS, is where are you aiming to go? And then your plan, your planning, your task are the short term for this. So I had this question coming through when I shared in a closed Facebook group of a community I'm part of. Do you have a business strategy? And do you know what a business strategy is? And someone said, I don't have a business strategy because I find that if I have a business strategy, then it will be, you know, just a plan on a page and it will limit my creativity. I'm like, no, 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 no. For me, again, if you don't understand the GPS analogy and then the day-to-day task, what I gave as an answer, and I'm going to read you here what I wrote, is like, think of the strategy as a riverbank to allow your business day to day to flow like the water in the river, not to overflow or not to dry either. Does it make sense? I think it's beautiful, this extract from this answer. And so really think about this. Okay, then the other myth that I have is a business strategy is static. The myth number three, the belief that a business strategy is set in stone is wrong. As I was a business strategist for big corporation or for small startup or a mentor in Morudi, which was our incubator in Telstra, all of that, we would refresh the strategy regularly. So it is not static. It is anything but static because the business environment is not static either. It's more, again, like a river, ever shifting and evolving. So if you have a business strategy, don't think like, okay, I've done this exercise. I put it there. Don't need to look at my business strategy for the next 10 years. No, 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 no. You look at your business strategy every month or every quarter. Don't look at it every year. It's too late. You need to change it regularly, adapt it. Successful business understands this. They continuously refine their strategies to remain adaptable in the face of the trends that are emerging. Now we have like lots of people talking about the different tools that are emerging with AI. And I know some businesses are really challenged by this. Now you can create a website thanks to AI in a few seconds. You can invent and create photo and design by just asking a bot to create this kind of image. So some designer are also challenged, or photographer, new technologies, all those kind of unexpected challenges, like, you know, COVID, no one could plan this. So yes, you need to refine your strategy. You need to adjust it. It's always shifting. But if you don't have one because you're like, oh, it's useless to do it because Leticia is saying it's not static. It's not useless. It's amazing because then you've planned it and then you adjust it. So you're starting from something and you're adjusting it and you're evolving and you're shifting it and you're making it always relevant. So please don't delay something to be done just because it will be outdated as soon as it's done. It's actually great to have it and then adjust it. Okay, as you can see, I get very excited. So, okay, let me finish with this fourth myth. So the myth four that I hear a lot, and those are like the main myths that I've gathered based on conversation I had with many business owners. If you think of any other myth, or if you have like any beliefs that prevent you from designing your business strategy, just send it to me on Instagram at essential.shift. I would love to answer to you around this. So the last myth that I hear all a lot is like, strategy is all about beating the competition. Oh my gosh. So I don't agree with that. True strategic thinking extends far beyond rivalry. And I am all about cooperation over competition. So designing a business strategy is not about just looking at your competition and being like, I'm going to get better than them. I'm going to like all of that. And, you know, it's not the point. The point is actually with strategy. And we have this thing of, you know, blue sky thinking in strategy, which is really about getting into other spaces, into other contexts, into new market, being so innovative that actually we're playing where no one is playing. And so rather than being confined to the red ocean of the competition, you go into the blue sky thinking, and then you introduce an innovative product that met a previously unaddressed need. And again, I have helped many of my clients, and you can go through the case study on my website, to design offerings, products, software, services that were truly innovative, playing in a totally different game. So then you're not competing. You're actually the only one doing this. And this comes from spending time doing your strategy. Okay, so those are the four myths. First one, business strategy is only for corporation. I hope you have this one now done. Strategy is just a fancy term for planning. Business strategy is static. And the fourth one, strategy is all about beating the competition. So now that I have explained to you the myth, let's go into what business strategy really is. Let's get into that. And then the last part of this podcast will be the importance of it for you as business owner. So business strategy, now that I've, you know, dispelled those myths, let's delve into the essence of business strategy. So business strategy is like the compass guiding your decision and action, leveraging your strengths, mitigating your weaknesses as a business owner, seizing the opportunities and mitigating the threats. So that's where, you know, I love to say that the component of a solid business strategy is like a puzzle where every piece is critical. So I always love to start with what is the mission? What is the vision statement of your business? And this is the first thing that, you know, first of the pillar that I help my client design as part of my Flow Business Accelerator. You can join the waitlist. The link is in the show notes. But really something we need to start with the mission and the vision and the values of your business. And today, a lot of guru business mentors out there are not explaining to you how to do that. And this is critical, critical to have this clarifying. Then we look at the target market, the customer needs, the ICA, the ideal customer avatar. You know, I'm completely focused on that, but really to uncover your audience's pain points and desire. Really understanding that is critical. And then we go through the other pillar that we cover inside the accelerator, but really going through those different pillars, and we will link this episode where I explain the different pillars to have a successful business, because all of those pillars are creating the puzzle of your business strategy. So I'm not going to repeat myself from this episode, so I will link it in the show notes. So now, why is it essential to have a business strategy as a small business owner? First element, in the long term, you have a direction. Why is it so crucial to have a direction? Because then it provides you the North Star that guides you in your business journey through the cosmos of business, roller coaster, all of that. So, you know, I have some example again in my case study, and you can go and check it out. But many clients are like, oh my gosh, now I have a crystal clear strategy. So now I can make decision rather than being reactive. I can make decision proactively and I can propel myself through sustainable growth. So really having this North Star, this long-term direction will help you stay away from the shiny objects. Stop delegating to someone else the should, the this, the that, the next trend, the thing you need to do, la, la, la. No, you know what you want to do, given your North Star and the step to take towards your North Star. Then having a strategy, why is it essential as a business owner? Let's talk about the resource allocation. When you want to make the most out of what you have, and you know resources are always some things that we feel as small business we are lacking, you know, it's like, you know, to allocate my resources to some things that actually create the results. So if you allocate your resources wisely based on your long-term strategy, then you're making the most efficient use of those resources. So for instance, some things that I'm teaching right now in my intuitive selling course is if you invest and if you retain 5% of your clients through your loyalty, you're creating 95% more profit. Hear me, right? 5% increase in loyalty creates 95% of profit in your business. So here we're like cracking the Pareto law, which is 20% of the effort create 90% of the result. Here it's like 5% create 95% of profit, bottom line, in your business. So, okay, so let's focus on loyalty then, right? Then you can focus the resources allocation toward loyalty in your business. This is where it is critical to know those data, the strategy, so that you can do that, those kind of allocation. And then you can efficiently grow your business without burning through unnecessary funds, throwing money into things that actually don't create results. And then another thing that I want to share, which is the last one around the importance of having a strategy. And there is way more things that I could share, but you know, I'm just like here to say, please build your strategy. And I've been, you know, showing you all the elements that I've prepared for this podcast. But the last one is then your adaptation to change will be stronger when you have a strategy. The business world is a dynamic stage where scripts can change in an instant. So when you have a well-crafted strategy, you are equipped with the agility to pivot and seize emerging opportunities. Again, you will be able to be proactive rather than reactive. The strategic pivot, in some instance, for some of my clients, not only saved their business, but positions them for unprecedented success because they seized an opportunity. And how did we do that? Because rather than looking through the rear mirror, we were looking forward. Okay? So let me wrap this up. I hope you are convinced now, and it was an eye-opening episode around your strategy. So let's reflect quickly on all that we've shared. So I have peeled a layer of myth surrounding business strategy for you, and you've discovered the true essence and the true power of strategy. So remember now that strategy isn't, you know, a shiny word, something that's trending right now, or a lofty concept reserved for corporate boardrooms. It is actually the heartbeat of your business, the illuminated roadmap to your dreams, and the key to unlocking the full potential growth, sustainable growth of your business. So go ahead, put your strategic hat on, and let's craft your unique strategy. Let the strategic thinking illuminate your path. And if you feel a bit overwhelmed on how to do that, you can download my free guide for business foundation, which we'll put in the link in the show notes. You can join my quarterly planning, which we'll put in the show notes. You can book an intensive with me and we can work on your strategy. Or you can join my Flow Accelerator program or even my Goddess Embodiment Sisterhood Mastermind. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.